You are listening to Life Heritage Moments with international evangelist and Bible teacher Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Life Heritage Moments is a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. Each program is designed to encourage Christians to consider what it really means to be a Christian as it challenges them to transform words into deeds.
This is the second part of the multi-part message, Sex in the City. The topic today, autosexuality.
But there are other sexual problems that plague us. We've spoken today about homosexuality. But then our society is also filled with autosexuality. Well, I know that's a new word for some of you. That's okay. I just made it up 2 days ago. And auto means self. Autosexuality is trying to have sex with yourself. And we know it happens. In fact, unbeknownst to us, the system is set up to set us on this sexual path. Our kids are exposed to things, and before they know it, they're doing things that even they can't control. Oh, they're attracted to Dad's Sports Illustrated magazine, then boom, here comes the swimsuit issue. Flipping the channels, and here we are in MTV or BET. These reality shows that are over risque. Hardly a movie you can watch these days. Because somehow they just have to have a little bit of gratuitous sex in them. And you need to know what's happening here, my brothers and sisters. The media is manipulating the public. Because they know that men particularly are visually stimulated. They know that if they could get the young boys when they're young and put out some sexy little action figures, then they got them for life. And things happen, you know, during puberty. Sometimes young people explore. And biological functions sometimes surprise them, and they find themselves doing something, and they kind of like the feeling. Oh, you know I'm talking about masturbation. And before you know it, some young people find themselves addicted. This is just gateway activity. Because soon they graduate from the JCPenney lingerie section and move on to the more hardcore. Parents, you better know what your kids are watching on the internet. Some of y'all don't need premium channels in your house. Basic cable or no cable will do just fine. There's a reason why pornography is a $57 billion a year industry. $12 billion right here in the United States of America. The devil pulling people into his own little web. Experimenting with something they don't understand until they graduate to something else. As they listen to somebody singing, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. But not just the men. You see, the women are used too. You see, there would be no pornography if there were no women who were willing to expose themselves to lustful men. And even celebrities, hear me now, even celebrities who are making mega dollars feel they got to take their clothes off on screen. For some women, they feel it's a way they can control men. It's a way of exercising power. Oh, we remember the shame that Vanessa Williams experienced when it was exposed, that she was exposed. And what's up with Sister Fantasia Barrino? Why she have naked on every album she's putting out and calls herself a Christian? Well, I know folk talking about, well, you know, pornography is protected by the First Amendment. It's free speech. Some people say it's totally harmless. Let me tell you something. It is not harmless. You think it's harmless. You talk to that wife whose husband is married to his computer in his right hand. You think it's harmless. You talk to that family that can't afford to pay the mortgage because the husband is addicted to prostitutes and illicit websites. You think it's harmless? Speak to those young boys who have psychological damage because of the image that they've seen. Speak of the young girls who are victims of rape. With R&B singers putting them on video circling on the internet. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, just like homosexuality, it is an addiction. And I'm very disturbed sometimes when Christians try to put a new twist on things. And you know, I say kudos to my brother Tyler Perry. But I noticed something in a couple of his movies. Yeah, he's there highly publicizing this instrument used for women's gratification, if I can say it like that. You see, there's a theme. If you've seen his plays, watch very carefully, because he's trying to make it seem as if certain sexual behaviors, autosexual behaviors, are okay. Now, this is a dangerous message that's being sent out there, my brothers and sisters, because I'm here to tell you, I don't care what the psychologists say and what the behavioral scientists say, it can be controlled. You may feel like abusing yourself, but you don't have to do it. And you also need to understand that when it comes to a definition of sin, Jesus is very clear in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, that sin starts in the mind. You don't have to do the physical act itself, but it's in your mind. You are violating the commandment, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife or his husband. Her husband, I'm sorry. Hence, Peter says, abstain. Well, I guess in this day and age, you got to say his husband too. But anyway, that's why Peter says in 1 Peter 2:11, abstain from passions that war against the soul. Because what we need to remember this evening is that God gave us the gift of sex, not for ourselves alone, but it is other directed. Are you with me? And when you get to the point where you think that you can enjoy the gift all by yourself, You are abusing a gift that God has given us to be enjoyed in communion. Are you with me? Hence, we look at Genesis chapter 38. What book did I say? Genesis chapter 38. And we see an interesting story here with the son of Judah named Onan. Now, the Jews had a law called a levirate law, a law that's still practiced in many African nations to this day. And the law basically said that if a husband dies and his wife does not have a son, then it's the responsibility of his brother to go into her to raise up a son. Now, why did they have this law? Well, woman could not own property. And so if the brother would give the woman a boy child, then that woman would be sure of her security for the rest of her days. Are you with me? Yes, I know it's a chauvinistic law, but there was a humanitarian bent to it. And so Judah's oldest son died. And it's the responsibility of Onan to go into his sister-in-law Tamar and engage in sexual relations with her so that he could raise up a son which would not be his son, but would be his brother's son. Are you with me? But the Bible says that when Onan went into her, before the moment when sperm met egg, Onan would withdraw and spill the seed. What's happening here? Well, Onan is not in relationship. Onan is using her as a tool. Onan is there for his own satisfaction. He is abusing the sexual gift. And the Bible says that because Onan knew, verse 9, that the heir would not be his, and it came to pass when he went to his brother's wife that he admitted on the ground lest he should give an heir to her, and the thing which he did displeased the Lord, therefore he killed him also. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. God has given us our sexuality so that we can manage it with integrity. Please don't abuse that which he has given us.
Thanks for listening to Life Heritage Moments. We invite you to email your comments to radio@lifeheritage.org. Please visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org, where you can listen to other programs and view the other services of Life Heritage Ministries. If you wish to partner in this ministry, you may make a secure donation on our webpage, or you can send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Don't forget to tune in again next week, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.